God our healer, God our healer, God our deliverer, God our deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God our savior, God our savior, God our healer, God our healer, God our deliverer, God our deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise to our, every word of worship to our God. Every praise, all of my worship, every praise, all of my praise, every praise. When you see me shout,
Every praise.
That is for sure.
God be the glory.
Amen.
All he continues to do.
Yeah.
In this world.
Yeah.
Amen. He is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Is able to handle every situation.
Yes.
And handle it without flaws.
Amen.
Whatever way it turns out, it's going to be perfect.
Amen. Teach it,
Pastor. He is a perfect God.
Yes, he is.
And can make no mistake.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So we praise God for allowing us to be together one more time.
Amen.
On this 13th day of August.
Yes, already.
Yes, Lord.
Children going back to school.
Yes.
Seems like they just got out a month ago.
Yes.
Time is flying by, and
yes, it is.
But God is still on the throne, and
yes.
Nothing has happened today. He doesn't allow to happen.
Amen.
And the devil can't do nothing to get God's permission.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Amen.
All right. So God knows what you need better than we know.
Amen.
And yes, he will do what is best for us spiritually.
Amen.
He ain't worried so much about the physical body. That's what we worry about, the physical body.
Teach it, Pastor.
Yes. God is concerned with the spiritual man.
Amen.
But this whole physical body just here that carry us through this spiritual land.
Amen.
And to get us to the other side.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We can go and be with him for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has kept us yet another week.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
High
has been some mountains and wide has been some valleys. Deep has been some water.
Oh, yes. Man.
But through it all,
Through it all.
And he's still keeping us.
Amen.
Blessing us.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it.
Amen.
It's another day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we ought to rejoice and be glad that we're part of
this. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Yeah, they couldn't have been here, but it is.
Amen.
We couldn't have been here, but it is.
Yes.
And God is doing it all.
Yes.
And we glorify him for allowing us to be able to be a part of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we Give God glory and honor to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to everybody in Zoom land.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor.
We thank God for each of you.
Thank you.
Give us a round of applause for his keeping us this week before we go into the message.
Amen.
We want to go in the book of Acts, first chapter, start with verse 9.
If you want to.
Book of Acts.
Amen.
Got it.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast towards heaven, and he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into the heaven." Tell somebody he's coming back.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Amen.
So, in order for him to come back, first acknowledge that he's been here.
Been here.
Amen.
But he can't come back if he's never been here.
Amen.
You cannot come back from where you ain't been.
Amen.
Okay, you can go where you haven't been, but you can't come back from a place you've never been.
Amen.
Teach it, Pastor.
In order to come from it, you got to be there first. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus has left us the word. He's coming back. He came, first of all, to this earth to bless us with some eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He came that we might be saved.
Amen.
And then that way we can inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus and Holy Brother and our Savior, our Deliverer.
Yes.
He is the one we have addressed to today. He said he came that he may save his people from their sins. Because we know that heaven and we know that no sin can make it into the kingdom of God. And so in all of what happened, he had to forgive us and to pay that price to die for our sins. Because we know the law says, the word says that the the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life. And so Jesus had to pay the price for us that we can have eternal life. Without Jesus' blood, this would not have happened. And so while he was on earth, he was preparing the way for us.
Amen.
And he came to this earth after the transgression of man. He came to deliver us from the penalty that was put on us by the first man, Adam. So he had to come down and die for us. He had to come on down here and take on a sinful body so that he could deliver us from that bondage of sin and death. So here we are. Jesus now 33 years on earth. And was preparing for his death. They hung him, they cried him, they hung him, they buried him. But the third day after his burial, he got up from the grave.
Amen.
And he had died and paid the price for sin. We know this because he said from the cross, it is finished. Meaning that the work he came to do had been completed. He came to save us from our sin. And when he died, that work completed it. That he had done what he came to do and made it possible for everybody to have eternal life. All that to do was to believe that Jesus is Lord and that he died for our sins, rose again on the third day. If you can confess that with your mouth, the word says you can be saved. And then you have to admit that you are a sinner. You have to admit that you were born in sin.
Amen.
And so, and just like you can't come from where you haven't been, you can't be saved from sin if you had no sin.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
So you got to admit that you are a sinner. And you've been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
When his work was completed, he came back on the earth. He stayed there after dying and going to hell and taking the keys of Satan. And all the power was transferred into Jesus' hand. Therefore, he has all power that is to be and ever will be. Is in his hand. He took the keys from him and laid down the law to him. Got up on that third day and lived on earth for another 10 days. 40 days, excuse me, another 40 days.
Amen.
On earth. And then on that 40th day, he went away.
Amen.
Well, he told us before then in St. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house are many mansions. And wasn't that how I told you?
Right.
And then it said in that third verse, I'm going away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And if I go,
mm-hmm.
I will come again.
Yes.
And amen. Receive you into myself.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And so he left, but he's coming back.
Amen.
Tell somebody he ain't gone forever.
He ain't gone
forever.
Amen.
He'll be back.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
So sometime we go to see somebody and they, when we get ready to leave, they say, I'll be back.
Be back.
Jesus let them know that he ain't gone forever.
All right, man.
He will be back.
Amen.
To receive us and help us to cross over.
Amen.
Now, Jesus did that. Okay. And he stayed there with them 40 days, and they were seen by many people and many occasions to clarify that he had risen from the grave. And now he is on his way back. But he let us know that there's some things we need to do if we want to go back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe these people that are saying that he's dead.
That's right.
He ain't dead. He's alive forevermore. Okay. He was dead.
Uh-huh.
But he got up. And now he lives eternally.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I die once.
Yes, sir.
And I'm dying on for all.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna die but one time. He wasn't gonna die but that one time. And his death covered everybody ever was and ever will be. Okay. His death brought hope to us. And so we hold on to his unchanging hand.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we hold on to what he said. He's coming back.
Uh-huh.
And he's coming back at a church that's clean.
Oh, yes.
Unspotted of the world. He's coming back to take us back with him. Now, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter and the 51st verse talks about the mystery.
Uh-huh.
That called, some may be like Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. But no, how can this happen? All right. But so Jesus said, Paul saying, I'm going to show you a mystery.
Amen.
Everybody is not going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In other words, everybody's not going to die.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
Okay. Because those that when they come back, everything's going to be going on just like it's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody going to be still working. Everybody going to be still getting married.
Yep.
And giving in marriage.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's still going to be doing things just like they're doing today.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
And when it comes, the word said some are going to be in the field.
Yes, sir.
One going to be taken.
The other one left.
Some gonna be in the bed. One taken lying side by side and the other one left laying there.
Yeah.
And so some things gonna be going on when Jesus comes. And those that are alive. Okay. When they come, shall not prevent them from that's already sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
With him, they're not gonna be, they're not gonna prevent them from also going back.
Mm-hmm.
Said in a moment.
Yes.
In the twinkling of an eye. The last trump.
Oh yeah.
For the trumpet shall sound. Trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Uh-huh.
And we shall be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't going to take a whole long time to get it done.
Amen.
Just a moment.
Mm.
Tell somebody, don't need but one moment.
No, you need but one moment.
One moment.
You don't need but one moment for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it don't take forever for us to do things.
All right.
It don't take but a moment.
Amen.
For you to change your mind.
Amen.
Don't take but a moment to change your heart. Don't take but a moment.
But a moment.
To come from a sinner to a saved person.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't take months and years and things. You know how it used to, how you're doing this and doing that, doing, keep on trying to work it out.
Yes.
But it only takes but a moment.
Amen.
So he said, in the moment, and the twinkling of an
eye.
Blinking of an eye.
It's going to happen just as quick as you blink your eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's really not even the moment.
Mm.
Okay. So it don't take but a moment that it's going to, the dead in Christ is going to get up from the grave when the trumpet sounds. The dead is going to get up.
Amen.
The trumpet, only the dead, then Christ is going to be able to hear the trumpet.
Teach it, Pastor.
Okay. So the other one's still going to be there. Okay. Waiting for that second death. But Jesus is coming back to deliver us that are here and those that are not. That's going on. Okay. For this corruptible body gonna have to put on incorruption.
Uh-huh.
And this mortal one must put on immortality.
All right.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption.
Amen.
And this mortal shall put on immortality.
Yes.
Then shall be brought to pass.
Huh?
The saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Oh grave, oh death, where is thy sting?
Huh?
Oh grave, where is thy victory?
Amen.
The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law.
Yes.
But thanks be to God. Give it us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
As you know that your labor is not in vain.
Yes, yes.
As long as it's done in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And not in vain. So we're going to be changed so we can go back with him.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so that account let you know that he's coming back.
Amen.
He's going to come back in the air.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, and he's going to receive his people just as quick as you can blink your eye.
Mm.
Dead gonna get up, that's in the grave. That's as quick as you can blink your eye.
Amen.
This is gonna happen in one moment now. The dead getting up, and then those that are still here, that's in Christ.
Together. Amen.
That's why people say you can't crown and say I can't get there. Everybody's gonna come together.
Amen.
God is one that deals with oneness.
Mm-hmm.
One God, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
Okay. One Lord. One God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. One begotten Son. All right. So one is important here.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. So,
he will take them down.
Amen.
And then in this moment, that's a quick thing, they're going to be called up to beat the Lord.
Amen.
In air.
Yes.
On his second coming. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we'll go back to our text. And Jesus now being on earth 40 days. And he was talking to his disciples. And as he was talking to them, he said to them, the things that they need to do. Stay in Jerusalem till you be in power.
Amen.
And after being in power, you'll be able to be my witness. In Judea, Samaria, utmost part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
After you have been empowered by the Holy Ghost. And as he taught them, he stepped on a cloud and began to ascend out of this, off this earth, and headed towards his heavenly home. When he done all of this, and the disciples were standing there looking.
Amen.
Standing in the air.
Amen.
Because Jesus is gone out of sight now. But they were still looking. Okay. Don't still stand there looking.
Amen.
Waiting for him to come. Get busy. Okay. So they went, and as Jesus told them, but as they were standing there watching into the air, two men dressed in white, standing there by the seashore.
Oh, yes.
And said to the disciples, ye men of Galilee, why are you standing there?
Amen.
Just standing to the earth, air. Why are you just standing there?
Mm-hmm.
Just standing, gazing.
Yes.
But you could be witnessing.
Uh-huh.
Why are you standing there? I tell you to occupy till I come.
That's right.
Why are you just standing there? Gazing into the air. The same Jesus.
Amen.
Which is taken up from you into the heavens.
Uh-huh.
Shall so come in likewise manner as ye have seen him go away. Amen. Not another one, but the same Jesus.
Amen.
He's coming back.
Yes.
You see him going away on a cloud?
Mm-hmm. You're
going to see him come back on a cloud.
Amen.
But it says the same way. It's like if you went to New York on a plane, you can't come back on a plane.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to go to New York on the plane and come back in the car.
Amen.
Oh, the same Jesus is going to be the same person.
Amen.
So the same Jesus that you see going away,
Going to come back.
He's going to come back.
Yes.
In the same way he left. You're supposed to be ready for him, waiting for him.
Amen.
He's supposed to be busy doing his father's business until he comes.
Thank you, Lord.
Word. He's going to endure to the end. Same shall be saved.
Yes.
So don't quit working.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Keep on working.
Amen.
Don't take a vacation from your job. Keep on working.
Keep on working.
Because we don't know when it's coming back.
Amen.
Amen.
But we do know he's coming back.
He's coming back.
Amen.
We don't know how long, but he will be here. We don't know when, but he will be here.
Amen.
But you do know how. How he's going to come back. He's coming back to them. For the Lord shall the angel shall shout.
Oh, yes.
And the Lord himself shall descend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
God will be back.
God will be back.
And he's coming back just like it said it would.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He's coming back in the cloud.
Yes.
Amen.
And when it comes back, every eye.
Y'all see him.
Yeah, I see him.
Amen.
Yes.
Every tongue.
Yes.
Gonna have to confess.
Amen.
Now, this is for the purpose of those who didn't believe. When it comes back, you didn't call him Lord while you were here.
Amen.
You're gonna call him that then. You're gonna admit that he is Lord.
Yes.
Because every mouth gonna have to confess it.
Every mouth.
Every tongue, every eye gonna see it.
Yes.
Amen.
Everyone gonna have to confess that he's Lord. You're gonna have to admit that he's Lord.
Yes.
Did you, Pastor?
And then you got to obey him because you know that he is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Because then he won't end up won't be on the seat of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on the seat of judgment.
Yes.
So you can confess your fault and receive your pay.
Yes.
And there's only one pay.
Yes.
Death.
Yes.
And it's fire. Death by fire.
Death by fire.
Hallelujah. Death by fire.
Death by fire.
Coming out of that bottomless pit. That burns forever.
Have mercy, God.
Death by fire. But he's coming.
He's coming.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you coming?
Man.
Are you still working?
You're working.
Okay. Jesus has made a way. And everybody can receive him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You don't need no money.
Yes.
Don't need no land.
Yes.
Don't need no houses. Don't need an automobile.
Amen.
You don't need no nothing but your faith and commitment. Who he is.
That's right.
and receiving him as Lord of your life.
Amen.
Okay. It's free. Salvation is free.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Okay. And nobody can keep you from getting.
Nobody.
Yes.
Okay. They may attempt to, but they can't make you do a thing that you don't want to do.
Amen.
So when you want to do it, then you do it.
Amen.
But don't wait.
Amen.
Too late.
Yes.
Don't wait and miss out on his coming and going.
Amen.
Okay. Remember, it's going to happen so quick you won't know it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Except when, except you've seen a person stand beside you, all of a sudden it's not there.
Happened to my little child.
Okay. All right. You want to know what's happening then?
Man.
You know that he has come.
Yes.
And gone.
Yes. Amen.
And you can't, you will have missed him on that trip. And then the tribulation will come for 1,000 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And punishment, and torment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So be ready when it, for the first coming.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Okay. And you don't have to worry about the second one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
It's that first train.
Amen.
Yes, baby.
God bless. And may have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Jesus, come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you. Just now, he will save you. He will save you. Just now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Here we all. Here we all be ready.
Amen.
Yes.
Here we all be ready.
Yes. Amen.
Pray we all be ready.
Yeah.
I pray we all.
Oh, yes.
Be ready. I pray the Lord be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray we'll all be ready.
Yes, Lord.
Be ready.
Be ready.
I pray, Lord, be ready for his return. I pray we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Praise God.
We'll get the benediction, man. You can go, and anybody else wants to stay, just keep on staying.
Right. Amen.
May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and evermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.